This is Storage Unpacked. Subscribe at storageunpacked.com.
This is Chris Evans recording a Storage Unpacked podcast in lovely Denver, Colorado, sitting with Glenn Dekhaeser in, well, it's Commvault Go, isn't it, Glenn?
It is. It's actually almost over.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Yeah, I've only got a short time and then I'll be heading to the airport. So it's a great opportunity to sit with you, have a chat and talk about the event. But before we do that, why don't you introduce yourself a bit more so the audience knows who you are and what your background is?
Sure. My name is Glenn Dekhaeser. I am the field CTO for Red 8. We are a nationwide systems integrator and value-added reseller for lots of different storage, data management, security, DevOps, and cloud technologies. So
great, wonderful. Okay, let's talk about the event then and what we've seen. We've seen new product releases. We've seen possibly a different strategy. We've seen a different CEO. All positive pieces we can say that give a different feel to the company, I think.
It's a tremendous change, actually. I feel there's an energy here that's been lacking over the past few years. The good news is that, you know, Commvault's technology has not necessarily changed fundamentally on the inside. It's a platform that has been performing very well, and I've been happy to be involved with since they began in Galaxy One. So
right.
I've grown up along with the company, and I've seen the ups and downs, and it's really, really exciting to see what these guys are doing, not just in the product, because they've always been really good at creating, being ahead of the required features, you know, the new ways of getting data protected and getting more value out of data, not just in the typical VM and unstructured data stores, but also in corner cases like, you know, Hadoop, in Pivotal, in, you know, some of these weird places we have data.
Yeah.
And so even like OpenShift they were talking about here today, this is one of the newer features that we're coming about. But Commvault's built for these new unknown data sources. That's kind of what their value prop is that you shouldn't have to, if you have to think about your backup platform, you're probably not going to like your backup platform.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of
okay.
What I like to say. So, but what's changed, I think, with the new management is the approach to the market and the approach to the end user. They have spent a lot of effort and I think a lot of investment in, for instance, even on the user experience, right? They've got a whole new user experience team, and from what I understand, it's actually an all-woman user experience team.
Yeah, I had a chat with them on Monday evening. That's really interesting to talk to.
It's pretty impressive, especially given the work that they put out.
Yeah.
And what they are really bent on taking the technology that Commvault is bringing to the table and simply making it more available to, I don't want to say the masses, but to the users. There's so much in there. It's a big challenge to get all that into people's hands in a usable format. And that's been one of, ironically, the complaints about Commvault is that they say, well, maybe it's complex. There was a perceived complexity. Well, there's a lot of stuff in there. And you can't know how to do everything right because you have to know everything. You have to know Unix. You have to know, you know, SAP.
Oracle. And that's a very fair point. So their product was definitely seen as complex. Mm-hmm. And it isn't really a surprise when you get a product that grows over 20 years and has features added to it and wants to support more and more environments. But at some point, you have to think, how am we going to now get past that? And maybe Metallic, as an example, is a good way of trying to say that we can take the IP, but we can actually do it perhaps a better way, the user interface and so on.
Well, Metallic is a great idea. I think that was a brilliant tactical move by Sanjay and the executive team. You know, they've got competitors who have been attacking them from below for quite a long time.
Yeah.
And now those competitors are going to have to learn how to defend their own flanks. So they're going to have to expend significant, I believe, effort to now, I've already seen disruptions of cycles in this short period of time for all the three major, you know, competitors that are trying to get them from underneath. So
yep.
I don't have to name them, but it was shocking that it had that much of an effect that quickly. But the response I've been hearing from the clients that I've talked to, other partners I've talked to, has been universally positive. And when I did the deep dive with some of the engineers on Metallic to try to find the holes, I went mm-hmm. in there and I said, well, let's take a look at this thing. Is it really all what they thought? And while they've given a great skin up front for onboarding and getting people up and running, behind the scenes, it is the full Commvault offering, or at least most of it, and you have that power if you want it behind it, but it's not exposed to the user by default. And, you know, that means there's advanced security features. You know, if you're worried about Commvault, for instance, being able to see your data in this SaaS offering, which I would, it's a valid concern.
Of course, absolutely. Everybody should be worried about that in SaaS.
Well, that can be taken care of in, you know, in, even in this iteration of it. You do need to go to the advanced view and pick a passphrase, but you do that, you're all set. And it kind of leads me to one of the other things I like about, you know, the new management is that they're listening. The you know, the old guard, let's just say, they were there a really long time. There was a lot of, you know, historical experience and knowledge base that they'd build up. And so sometimes when you do something for too long, you get a little, you know, a little thick-headed about it. The best word I can put it is, you know, you don't listen to outsiders saying, hey, you know, you need to do this. This new team has no such experience or longstanding, you know, knowledge base. Yep. They're coming in here with a clean slate, and I've noticed that they have been very good at listening and implementing those changes pretty quickly.
Yeah.
It's been a different Commvault even over the past couple of months that I've dealt with them on some other things. It's like the fire is back a little bit.
Right.
So
okay, I've got a question for you then on the partner side then with Metallic. Because one of the things that seems interesting is that they could have just said, this is a SaaS offering, it's online, we'll manage it ourselves, we'll find the customers, we'll just take the business, and that's fine. But it's not been done like that, it's been offered through partners.
Well, look, Commvault is only going to have a certain number of sales reps on the ground. They're hiring a few hundred of them now. You know, there was, you know, over the last few years, some turnover on their sales front. But the good news is now I think they know what they're looking for. I think they know exactly where they need to be. This product, you know, the market that this is going to address, which is, I believe it was 2,500 users.
500 to 2,500.
So, but the point is that, and by the way, it's not just going to go there because I've already got clients that are bigger than that are already chomping at the bit to listen.
We'll talk about that in a second,
But you can't get enough interest at the street to deliver this. And by the way, so Commvault isn't managing this. Commvault is providing the service, you know, of hosting the management plane, and if you like the control plane and the data plane, they can host it all, or you can have some of the data plane, but they're hosting the control plane. You still need to use it. And it also doesn't absolve someone of architecting it correctly. Data movement,
of course.
Where's the data, where I got to go with it. So, you know, Commvault doesn't have enough people to go and talk to every one of these small and medium-sized customers, which the market is just, you know, just from individual users. I mean, I know of one backup company that claims they have 250,000 customers. I mean, that's a big market to go after.
That's a big market to support,
right?
And they
don't even have the whole market. So Commvault couldn't do that. So they need the partners. There's no way to do this. But the partners are going to need to not just sell it and walk away. You still have the responsibility to architect this stuff correctly, and that is normally where most backup solutions fail, no matter what brand it is.
Yeah. So I think that's a good point, though. So let's think about, if you think about the traditional enterprise and coming down from that enterprise, you would spend a huge amount of time architecting a solution, choosing the right hardware platform, looking at network bandwidth, and all the other aspects that cause you to have to think how this should be built. Now, in the Metallic design, there's still an on-premises piece to this. Obviously, the proxy that will pull the data out of the environment for you, but also the ability to store your data on-prem so that you don't have it just in the cloud. And that, again, is going to take a bit of planning and thinking, and somebody's going to have to do that work. So I guess that's where the partner comes in and helps the customer.
Well, I think one of the markets this is going to serve, keep in mind, is if you've got new, smaller customers, most of them are, I'm finding, a lot of them don't have any on-prem real presence. Everything is either O365 and SaaS backup. And SaaS, right? Not SaaS backup, but like Salesforce and those platforms.
Yeah.
So customers are responsible for backing up and protecting that data. The platforms don't do that for them. So how are they going to do that? Now, there are a lot of point solutions out there that are going to be doing this, right? There's a lot of vendors that have an O365 backup, and it has nothing to do with any other product they have.
Yes, right? Of course.
Or they have a Salesforce. There's a couple of Salesforce backup guys, and it has nothing to do with anything else. Commvault has never acted with that behavior. Everything they do is tied to the platform so that you can always do something else with it. So, yes, you can start with O365, and then if you have an on-prem, let's say you want to, and I have a project I'm working on right now that this is going to be discussed. They only wanted to talk about Office 365 backup. They have a Commvault competitor on-prem already doing VMware. And that's all great. Now, in the future, they're going to see how that all works. Now, it's possible they take those VMs and move them up to Azure. They're not sure what that's going to what's going to happen there, but they have a NetApp environment as well. They could take that platform that started with O365 and simply extend that. All the smarts are there already to go and take over that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So Commvault, I think, is going to use Metallic to go get in, even in these larger small businesses, get a point solution in there, but they are well positioned to land and expand better than anybody else in the market. And with the consumption model that they've put out, it's gonna, if I were those other guys, I'd be very, very concerned.
I think there's another aspect to this as well, and that's Activate.
Yeah.
And the idea of being able to do analytics against my backup data and primary data. Now, you just mentioned a customer there who has another backup solution.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether Activate will work against that or not, but I know that it doesn't have to be purely looking at Commvault backup infrastructure.
No, my understanding is that so when they say that you can use Activate without the backup, Activate will go against the live data.
The live data. So in that sense, you can still look at that customer's data if it's sitting on a NetApp platform,
absolutely.
For
and
example.
That's a huge, huge benefit.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree. And I think for me, when you say land and expand, I look at it and think that opportunity there becomes the ability to spread out and become more the data management company, which is a big message that we've heard this week.
Oh, I think the biggest opportunity with Activate is GDPR.
GDPR was correct.
GDPR. Well,
you were right.
Sometimes I mix the letters up. But
yep.
I used to do that with HIPAA too. How many P's? I think GDPR is huge. And California privacy laws, I think Massachusetts is going to follow, as we see Sanjay passing right by
yep.
us. So I think the GDPR is the low-hanging fruit for that solution, because now I can go into, even if not a Commvault customer, I can go in and delete data that doesn't belong there. But I don't know of another solution that easily goes in,
right.
sees, does analytics on data that should be of a certain type, you know, determines it, and then deletes it, not just from your primary, but goes into the old backups and gets rid of all that
yes,
stuff.
Yes, that was really interesting, because that's a problem people have said, oh, well, this is insurmountable. How do you go back and delete a big piece of content from a file? Or backup, I should say. Now, from a file perspective, that's probably a lot easier than it would be if it's structured data. There's probably the more biggest challenge for companies. But certainly the ability to be able to demonstrate you've actively gone in and deleted stuff
yes.
is a really powerful thing, because you can audit that.
And on top of that, you can use the workflow. They got the workflows to do the authorization of that process, to say, okay, who authorized that this be deleted? And you can go back and create this audit trail. Okay, who did what and when? On top of all that other stuff, so that it's all ready to go to the auditors to say, okay, did you perform due diligence on this data? And then, you know, that's the biggest thing. It's so hard to do now. I mean, you're right. When GDPR first came out, a lot of us think this is just untenable. People didn't think about this. And I will say, I have seen other backup vendors approach to this right to be forgotten thing, and I got to tell you, not very convincing.
I heard somebody say something in a conversation, tapes were excluded. That because tapes are too hard, you're excluded from GDPR. And I'm thinking, absolutely not.
You can't.
How on earth can somebody assume that a tape is excluded?
Yeah, I mean, tapes, really the best answer for tapes would be crypto shredding, in my opinion, from a logistical perspective. But,
yeah.
you know, that notwithstanding, if you had it on tape, there are customers that still want it in Europe. There's more of it. But I haven't worked on a new tape project in about 2.5 years.
Yeah.
So everybody's moving to cloud storage and for at least one copy, if not on-prem. They're getting the second copy out in Glacier or whatever. But this is important to get that data out of your backups, and you have to know where your data is so you can go get it. This is a huge problem for like even the pharmaceutical industry. Big, big problem. They save everything forever.
Yeah.
And if there's something that has to come out for, you know, for whatever reason,
huge headache. Yeah.
Commvault's the only one I know that can do this. I don't know anybody else who can go and fish out all that data going all the way back through time.
What do you think about the whole data management strategy of saying that this is the direction the company's headed? I looked at it and thought, addressable market, they need to do something to widen their market. You know, the idea of Metallic moves you further down. But what else are you going to do? Maybe the whole data management thing is a widening of their available market.
Well, I'd make the argument that data management has been their argument from day one.
Right.
I mean, it comes down to the platform approach that they started with, which is what, I like that platform. I've always gone forward with the platform approach, because I've always said that, going with a platform approach gives customers the right to be wrong, right? It gives you the ability to change your mind later.
Yeah.
You know, if circumstances change, the one thing we know is that, change will always happen. And data management is, you got to break that term down. You know, you're managing data. The data is everywhere in your environment. So, you know, it's on your data center, it's in your laptops, it's in your phones, it's, you know, it's everywhere. So, you know, Commvault is starting to touch all those different things and getting coalesced and get intelligence out of that data. They've been doing that for a while, though. The problem was it hasn't been very accessible.
Right, yeah.
All the features have been there. And that's what I think one of the key things you're going to find. It's sure they got the OpenShift stuff now. You can back up and protect Splunk now. That's all wonderful. And these features are all fine. These are, you know, them coming up with new features like this every 90 days, that is not a new thing. They've been doing that for years.
Yeah.
The problem has been those new features and as well as all of the cool things and techniques that Commvault has. And I'll argue that Commvault represents the superset of every feature of everybody else, just about, and every technique. The problem is was the accessibility of those features.
So maybe they were like a toolbox where you're looking in and you can't find that one tool you need, so you're taking everything out to find it, and it was really complex to work out how
you
to get
it. You just described my toolbox.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a big toolbox at home. I can't find anything.
You do that as well.
Oh, it's horrible.
Check it all out.
I'm just looking for a Phillips head, and I can't find anything but Torx and, you know,
So maybe that's, you know, that's a good thing to see them addressing it by maybe developing products, or maybe we'll see other changes come along. I don't know. I'm only guessing what we might see.
Well, what I love is that they've taken the use cases and they started to workflow these things out in a great with a user experience, right? So this user experience team is starting to get into the you know, how do people have to do these things?
Yeah.
So I shouldn't have to look in the docs.commvault.com or documentation.commvault.com, which is a non-paywall doc site. Kudos to Commvault. But, you know, for every little thing, they're not necessarily best practices in there. It's just, how do I get this going?
Yes, so, absolutely.
You know, the user experience team is developing, you know, worked out wizards for best practices to walk you through, okay, how do I get this outcome instead of how do I use this software?
Yeah.
And
that's a really interesting approach.
That's the biggest difference.
Yes.
How do I get this outcome instead of how do I use this software? I think that's the best way to say it.
Yeah, good. Okay. All right, then. As we wrap up, what do you think the view for the customer would be? Do you think it's just going to be a better experience going forward? Do you think it'll change anything for your customers? Or do you just expect them to be even happier with what they're seeing?
So I think Commvault is starting to get the idea that they really have to get touching their customers more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the problem with Commvault environments, it's a natural phenomenon. You get a backup solution. It's not just a Commvault problem, by the way. You get an infrastructure that is designed to protect and data manage a specific environment on day one, and that environment changes over time, but nobody goes and changes the backup and data management solution with it because nobody wants to think about it.
Yep.
So everybody's surprised in 3 or 4 years when they hate their backup solution and their data management solution because it's not meeting needs. Well, of course not. You didn't treat it as well as your primary stuff. So, and so we get this cycle of people we get a certain percentage of people that want to change their backup every year. It's a high percentage. ESG last year said it was a 56% of people who were looking to swap out their backup system.
56%.
Either extremely likely or somewhat likely to swap out their backup system in 2019.
Wow.
Think about that.
That's a huge number because that's a real hard piece of work to do when you've got historical backups going back. So you end up maintaining multiple platforms and, you know, to want to do that, that's a real interesting thing.
It's like changing out your brain and your spinal cord. So what I think Commvault has figured, with this new management, they get that they're going to need to change their approach of how they get to the customer, how the customer's experience is with the product. The features are all there. That's the great news. The technology's been there. And so Sanjay and his team got really lucky. They walked into a situation where they didn't have to go invent a lot of stuff. They just had to basically rationalize the customer experience for that stuff, which I would say is a lot easier than if you're coming into a place where the technology didn't work.
Yeah.
So I think they had, you know, I think Sanjay saw the situation. I found it, the best thing about Metallic, he thought up the idea 9 days after he got here.
Yeah, okay.
All right, and so he knew exactly what he was going to do. And I think it's going to be great for customers, and not just for the smaller customers, but larger customers as well. They're going to benefit from the lessons they're learning in the Metallic experience and make it easier for them as well. So
yeah, absolutely. Okay, so bit of self-promotion. Where can people find you online? How do they get in touch if they want to discuss what we've just said bit more?
I'm on Twitter at gdeckhazer. That's GDEKHAYSER. I'm on LinkedIn, Glenn Deckhazer, or glenn@red8.com.
Perfect. All right. Thanks, Glenn. Good
awesome.
To see you.
Thanks.
And look forward to catching up again.
Yep.
You've been listening to Storage Unpacked. For show notes and more, subscribe at storageunpacked.com. Follow us on Twitter at Storage Unpacked or join our LinkedIn group by searching for Storage Unpacked Podcast. You can find us on all good podcatchers, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Thanks for listening.